gather round this bar grill. It is time for our hearts to shine. It is time for our Red Christmas show.
Craziness.
Wait a second. Here we go.
Redhead said you read a look at dead, can't be sad, need a bed, and that's Espanol. Give me a drink of water, I'm gonna sing around the collar, and I don't need a microphone.
This is the legendary Humble and Fred Show, Canada's national morning show.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
The following episode of Humble and Fred Radio is brought to you by FYI Music News, The Retirement Sherpa, Gig Sky, The Chambers Plan, Spearhead Brewing Company, Strain Print, and our newest sponsor, the official band of Humble and Fred, Play for the Cat. If you'd like to text to Humble and Fred, call 1-833-437-8465. That's 1-833-HF-STINK. And now, from Jack Asher's at Queensway, Trueway, here are Humble and Fred.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
You know, we really, before we get started, we really should have thought through the whole Facebook Live thing. I find that disturbing. Well, that's hard.
It was a great way to start with that sweet man's voice again this year. And he brought both his sisters today, Phil.
He brought both the sister daughters are here.
They're over there. They will sign autographs.
That's right.
Phil's sisters, both of them. Yeah.
Phil's got Jen and Liz here. For the first time ever, first of all, welcome to the Humble and Fred gift of Christmas. And, of course, our regular Humble and Fred people. Hi, nice to see you. Thanks for coming. And for the first time ever, and we've done a little bit of Facebook Live stuff, but this is the first time we've ever actually broadcast the entire show from our Facebook page. Thanks to our good friends from Raiders Paintball. And what was the flag part of it, guys?
That's it.
Paintball. Flag Raiders Paintball. Todd, Matt, and Joe are here. Guys, thanks very much for doing that. The entire show is we're going to introduce everybody, and then we're going to have a nice round of applause for them.
Yes, we are. As you say, we've got a monitor right in front of us, so we're looking right back at ourselves. That'll take some
good
getting used to.
Yes.
But go to the Humble and Fred Facebook page. You'll know exactly what we're talking about.
And I just want to say before we get into the Christmas party that we've sort of hinted a little bit just a couple weeks ago. Some of you Hundy Peas may have heard us talking about that in the new year we have a project, and it's going to involve seeing us every day. And now that I see us today, we might want to think about that. Because
should have thought about that before now.
Well, you know, the thing...
Yeah, we're into it.
But the thing is, maybe when we do the thing in the new year, we don't have to look at ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, this wouldn't be bad if we couldn't just... Because what you can't see on Facebook is we're just... Our eye line is going down to a monitor. Can we just put a... Can we put a Shiva curtain over that? Is that... Can we sit Shiva... Oh, and the other cool thing is, if you are on our Facebook page... You can send us messages. Is that what people do? They text us?
Yeah,
they...
and we'll see. There we go. Stephanie Ditta. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
So I don't know if she's in. Are you in here, Stephanie?
Yeah. I guarantee you we're going to be getting messages from people sitting in this room.
Hi, guys. We just got a good morning from someone as well.
All right, let me see
if this
works.
It's working. Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Ian Hill.
I mean, we can't get obsessed with this, but Ian Hill says, seeing it live is cool. All right.
Amanda Barker's here, everybody. Amanda Barker, the producer of the Humble and Fred Show. And it has been quite a lot of scheduling going on the last couple of days. Come on back, Barker. You can do anything you want, man.
Is this mine?
Yeah, that's yours, yeah.
Okay. Now, we're getting we're live on Canada's Comedy Superstation right now. Our buddy Matt from Funny 820 is here, along with, ladies and gentlemen, this thing could not be possible without the help of the great Jim Carr, everybody. Jim.
You don't have to widen the shot out for my face. You can...
There you are. Look at that.
Yeah. On the wide. Oh, God.
There's a little... There's the close-up. There's the two-shot coming back as we pull back. And It was kind of surreal yesterday because Amanda and I, Fred, everybody was going back and forth on email. And at some point, there was an email about us picking up Maestro Fresh Wes today. And finally, we decided that because we had a car going to Hamilton, another one going here, that we would send Sean, our newest associate producer, single mom Sean.
Yep.
he was so excited. I said, Sean, can you pick up the Maestro? He goes, yeah, I'll be right. It's amazing. I love the guy. I said, listen, whatever you do, do not talk about how single moms should be able to drink and drive.
I wish we had a live feed of that car right now. Like, the poor Maestro's probably sitting there trying to, like, you know, check his email. And Sean's like, so when you did the album, Classified, like, I can't.
Well, it could have been worse.
That.
We could have sent Phil, and Maestro would have been in the Phil vortex for 55 minutes. So we have scheduled to appear. Why don't you do that? Why don't you do the producerial
honors? I probably know it off by heart. We've got the Finn brothers. Are you guys here yet? Nope. Okay. Ali Hassan.
Did they know they were going on first at around 10 after 7?
Yes, they sure did. Yep.
Is Ali? I know Marco's here.
Marco is here. He's been here since 5 or whatever time we got here. Ali's on his way, so he'll be here shortly. Barbara Lika is coming in. Jessica Holmes will be in. Our really good friends play for the Cat are here. Mike is here. I can't wait to hear this live. Tara Lightfoot is en route right now from Hamilton in a car with a Lyft driver on my account. His name is Umar.
You'll get it back.
No, don't worry.
That's not what I meant.
Did you ever tell the story on the air of how we should tell the Skip the Dishes story because that was hilarious.
Oh yeah, let's tell it.
And of course, our headliner today at some point, if he gets here and gets through the ride with Sean, is Maestro Fresh Wes. And of course, we're live from Jack Astor's Sherway. Wow. And at some point, we're going to give away the Gig Sky, the $100 of data and a SIM. Rudra's here. We're going to talk to everybody. Oh, look at that. Do you see what's happening right now?
Wow.
Rudy?
It's magic.
It's
the future is here.
Like, that's really cool.
So what we're seeing, what you guys, people in studio, people in Jax can't see is now the Gig Sky logo is up on the screen. So
that's really cool.
That's real exciting.
Alex Murphy says, Merry Christmas, Humble and Fred.
Merry Christmas, Alex. Did you see the Photoshop? Todd, can you put that back up? The shot of, there it is.
Oh, there's, that's awesome.
that's Humble and Fred from there when they were in their 20s working in the, we were rum runners.
Yeah. Although we look quite young there. Speaking of which, this began in 1989.
Yep.
This is 2018. So this would be the 30th year, wouldn't it?
Technically, it's the 30th.
We missed a couple.
Yeah,
I
we
know,
missed a couple.
But it would be the 30th time.
But the 30th anniversary would be next December.
Year.
But it did begin in
anyway, it's been a lot.
1989, it was Delise, ex-wife Randy, and my dog Loman.
Right.
You know, the famous death of a sales dog.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think anyone else showed up. It was just the four of us. It was a very small, intimate affair.
And then we grew it from there to 2018. It's really hard to believe. And at the time, we never thought, you know, we'd be on something like Facebook Live.
Being texted by the managers who
were actually in the venue. But enough of that. If you want to see us Facebook Live, the people here can't see us.
And Andrew Moore, of course, from Service Inspired Restaurant, he's right there.
There he is.
He's the second tallest person. He's the second tallest person here, second only to Big Bruce, who is 7 feet tall. And his little brother is a Jolly Green Giant. You know what we should do? We should get Play for the Cat ready to play for the cats.
Oh.
Because if the Finn brothers aren't here, because they're supposed to perform in 30 seconds.
That's right. They were supposed to be here. Let me email them. Let's get Mike set up. And
maybe, you can
bring that shot back.
Maybe they got their days mixed up. Who knows?
Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
That happens. There's Ali Hassan entering the building.
Well, then let's get Ali and Marco here while Mike and the boys get everything set. Really, if you haven't heard the Christmas show before, it's really not much more than what we've done now. Oh, there are the boys. Okay, the Finn brothers are here, Barker. But let's get the Finn brothers set up while we get Ali and Marco to sit down. Marco Timpano, of course, fantastic podcaster, actor, comedian, hand model, not crapping you. Seriously, if you guys want to get an autograph from Marco's hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the host of Canada Reads on CBC starting next month. No, you're not to play. That mic's not hooked up. Ali Hassan is right there, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him. Look at him. Let's get somebody over here. You guys are setting up like the Everly Brothers. Mm-hmm. Hello. How are you?
I thought we were singing.
No, you're not singing nothing.
Well, all right.
Look how are you? We're great. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Ali and Marco, with your adorable hands.
And look at his ugly Christmas sweater.
Oh yeah.
Look at that.
What are you telling your husband?
It lights up.
What do you want to tell him?
If I can find the thing.
I wanted to see if they needed food for their segment.
Okay. Oh, you guys have a segment? There's like a thing? Hold on, let me look at my notes. Hold on. Notes.
Your notes are a lot of scribbles.
Here we go. Today, they have a special Christmas edition of the popular segment, What's in Marco's Mouth? Are you guys... before we get to that, let's just say hello. Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All that good stuff.
Is that mic even working?
Is it? It is.
All right.
It is.
I can hear him.
And Marco's podcast, of course, is an amazing... Marco and Ali have started a podcast. Marco has something that's called Eat and Drink, the Eat and Drink podcast.
That's right.
And you guys were on just a few weeks ago and explained it, but just give everyone a little refresher as they're listening around Southern Ontario this morning.
So Eat and Drink is the podcast for people who like to eat and drink. Basically, I start off and I deal with cocktails, and then Ali takes over with food.
Eat. You know, that's been my specialty for quite some time.
Yes,
and
I know.
And then at the end, a popular segment where I don't shove something in his mouth. I place it in his mouth, and then he guesses what it is as he's blindfolded.
I'm blindfolded during that time, yeah.
And sometimes it's a colossal failure, and sometimes it's unbelievable what his palate is all about.
You just described the last 30 years of our show.
So when you're talking about your booze and food, like, you know, are you giving, like, recipes, like how to... prepare it or what's in it or
I'll make a cocktail off the top of the show, and then usually we record at like 10:30 in the morning, and Ali and I are drinking last time it was an eggnog martini, getting blitzed before he does his food segment.
I usually need some time to just Marco, I can't leave your house yet, I have to sober up sometimes.
Now, obviously, that's different than the vibe you bring to the CBC, where you have become resident...
I'm drunk at 10 a.m. at the CBC. You don't know.
He's become the resident CBC radio big shot. You know,
but
a while back, it was like, oh, he hosts the... Is it LOL and this or that?
Yeah.
And then he filled in for the Q guy, you know, in between the Messi Gomeshi thing. And then...
they're not... Way after
whatever,
the Gomeshi thing.
Whatever. And now, starting in January, he once again will host Canada Reads.
That's right.
Which is amazing. And because we'd mentioned this last time. He has to read a bunch of books. Like, there's just no way around it.
That's your show? You read books?
It's like audiobooks.
All right.
Yeah. Other people read, but I should probably know what's going on, too, so I read, too.
That's a big commitment.
I don't present myself as a reader when I come on here, but I'm definitely reading.
And so it's not the Coles notes, right?
You're not reading. It's not the Coles notes. I'm actually reading. People have a very hard time.
So you read a book like front to back and then talk about it.
Front to back and then let others talk.
It just seems old-fashioned.
Oh.
And it's certainly at Ali's stage. You wouldn't have somebody reading to him. I mean, he's a big Canadian superstar. Well, let's play. Well, here's the thing. We wanted everyone to say hi to you and let everyone know that the Eat and Drink podcast is one of our favorites. And here's a little Susan and Amuse-Bouche from the podcast.
Okay,
where
so Marco puts on a blindfold.
Marco is putting on the blindfold. You can see it on Facebook Live.
And never does he look as helpless as he does with this blindfold on. So I get a giggle.
Did you borrow that from Amanda?
Yes, it is. And I hate this segment, just so everyone knows.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, Ali's fingers will touch my lips, and it's just the grossest. No offense, Ali. But.
And one time, your blindfold had something white and crusty on the outside.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know, my wife's just,
we're not on satellite anymore, Ali. Oh. Come on, young man. You don't get away with that on the corp.
No clues. We don't.
So Ali's about to put something.
Okay. So
no clues,
are you
anybody.
Putting it in my hand or in my mouth?
Right in your mouth. Right in your mouth.
Like communion.
And now
communion. Okay.
Open your gut.
Okay. What's in Marco's mouth? And Marco tries to explain what it is.
Yeah, I put a little bit on the side.
There's a bit of. Okay. Thanks. It's okay. It's a sauce of some sort. It has got spice to it, and it's got a slightly sweetness to it. It's a barbecue sauce. I want to say that it has, it's like a honey, honey smoked Texas barbecue sauce. That's what I'm going to say.
Fail. Hoisin. Come on, huh?
Come on. Nice try, Marco.
You had it with your barbecued meats. You had it with your pho. You have a little bit on the side of your lip. Yeah. And that's something you can enjoy on the way home as well, if you like.
I wasn't expecting a sauce. Usually it's an actual food item, so.
Well, he went.
What kind of co-host would I be if I gave you what you were expecting?
It's true. Fair. Yeah. Fair enough.
But then it wouldn't be a game.
That's right.
It.
Well, I failed. Uh-huh. So that was a fail.
If I'll he fails too many times
by the way,
in
little
a row,
you
can sense it.
Fred says the sauce will taste different if you eat pineapple. I don't know what he meant by that, but
that's great. Oh, we really cleaned up the show.
I just love all the guys in the room laughed at that. All the women are like, what? What is he talking about? What sauce?
The women are like, I know what he's talking about, and that is incorrect. That it is still
yeah,
tastes
exactly. It still tastes like hoisin.
Hoisin.
What state of readiness, if I may just interject, gentlemen, what state of readiness are the Finn brothers?
Pretty ready?
I think it would be great if the Finn brothers were to kick off the show while Marco and Ali joined us on the couch here like an old talk show we enjoyed our musical guests.
Of course.
I'm still looking for green lights that are on then.
Yeah, Jim, are these microphones ready?
They're all on.
Now, boys,
these guys, their 2017 show was amazing. It was Broadway World's Best Variety Act nominee. They've been on the program before, just coming off their successful show at Lower Ossington Theater, which is fantastic.
It's
you were there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were in the front row.
Now, are you guys not, don't you need music?
Yeah.
We were told you had
it. I have the music? Oh. Well, okay, then.
You're doing great. You're doing a really good job.
How are you, boys? Do you know Ali and Marco?
No, hi. Good to meet you.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Wasega Beach.
Don't hold it against us, but yeah.
I'm surprised you guys actually have fans.
Wow, good for you.
Very nice.
Oh, well,
good for you.
Yeah,
wow, there you go.
Thank you.
Couldn't find a spot in the parking lot.
Best reaction of the day
so
far.
That's how quickly our fans turn on us.
Wait,
what does it say? It says, because I'm looking, it says audio links for Air Farce. That's not these guys.
The email card.
Schedule. Here are the Finn Brothers backing tracks.
That's life. The very Christmas song.
And if I may say, so there is there's two Finn brothers. They're on there. Go have a look at the Finn brothers. How are you guys? You ready to sing?
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
Very
Amanda,
excited.
Let me just,
oh, I look rough. Yeah. Who is that guy?
One of
Thomas
the brothers
Kevin,
is a drinker.
Where the,
it's yeah.
There,
that's what it looks like.
I drove here as well.
Oh, there it
took
is.
20 minutes. What are we
okay,
doing
guys,
in the shower?
Just give me a second here. All right.
We look like your nephews that you invited on the show. Just
hi. Hi, guys. Very excited to be here.
Okay. What would you guys like to sing first?
Let's do That's Life.
Yeah. That's Life. Okay, here we go.
Very Christmassy.
Yeah.
Mi mamo, mi mamo. It's probably like a forced.
All righty.
Oh, can you turn it up a little bit?
That's cool.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's
oh,
life.
Yeah. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I won't let it get me down. 'Cause this final world keeps spinning round. I don't know what this is. Go for it, Thomas. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time we find ourselves laying flat on our face, we pick ourselves up and get back in the race. That's life. That's life. I tell ya, I can't deny it. Just ain't gonna buy it. And if there's nothing shaking come this here July, we'll
jump right on a big bird, and then we'll fly.
We're killing this.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a pup, born in a king. Well, I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time we find ourselves laying flat on our face, we pick ourselves up and get back in the race.
That's life.
That's life.
I tell you,
and I can't deny it. Many times we thought of cutting out, but our hearts wouldn't buy it. And if there's nothing shaking come this here July, we're gonna roll ourselves up in a big ball and die. My.
Yeah. Very nice.
Boys, Thomas and Kevin. Kevin and Thomas, you look great. You sound great. The Finn brothers, here's my question.
Yes.
You guys don't really have anywhere else to go, do you?
No,
I didn't think so.
This is my highlight of my
month.
This
would be cool because we don't have time before our break to do the second song. But I was kind of hoping, if you wouldn't mind sticking around to the end to do the Christmas song to kind of maybe close out the show,
that type of thing.
Or we'll have you come back at the end and do a. It depends on what's going on. I don't know. It's an hour and a half from now.
Sorry, there's one bite brownies over there.
One bite, Kev.
Yeah,
one bite.
One bite at a time. I'll take
it's all
a plate.
We can afford.
It must be Christmas. Yes. Exactly. One bite this year. Huh?
By the way, we're at Jack Astor Sherway, and there is going to be some breakfast, little sandwiches.
Oh, you buried the lead, Fred. It's going to be breakfast. Come on.
No one has the brownie first, by the way. But once again, the Finn brothers will be back. Thank you, boys. Very nice.
Thank you.
Allie, thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure,
all the best
brother.
For January. I know the show's coming out. Marco,
yes.
When's the next eat and drink?
Today, 8:30 this morning, it's going to launch.
You know, and I didn't know. Yeah. On the Facebook Live there, it said Marco is a very good singer, too. I don't know who that was.
That was a friend of mine who's just trying to pull
my
leg.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so that's not it. And, you know, that 7 a.m. hoisin is not singing
it was
well
a,
with me, so.
It was a wee bit of hoisin.
Yeah.
Come on.
So
you
got to
go hoisin in the bathroom?
I think so.
All right, belated Hanukkah. Belated Hanukkah.
Well, thank you.
What's going on, Jim? My computer is playing audio right now. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it just went, yeah. It was probably on shuffle.
Five.
No, it's not. Is it still playing?
And of course, that's, you know, and that's the kind of thing he liked.
Okay, well, we'll have to find out where that's coming from.
You have about 48 windows open.
I know.
It's really anybody's guess at this point.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll figure that out. Thanks, guys. Marco, Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Okay. Allie as well.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Very good. Allie and Marco.
Thank you very much for coming. Yep.
Read them.
Is the audio going?
Or what you say. We just want to read them. Because we want to use our new tool.
Oh. Okay, pal. Thank you.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I got Facebook Live up. I can't do that.
Last week, there's this thing on the table.
Nice. Freddie, what is that? And apparently, it's one of those things that you put on the back of your phone.
Next thing on, there we go. Okay. I figured it out. Quickly, before we go to break, let's say hello to Rudra Rishi Maharaj. Yeah. From Gig Sky. Hello, Rudy.
Morning, Howard. Morning, Fred.
How
morning,
you doing,
everyone?
Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for your support. You know we love you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yes.
You know, we're well into the second year of support for the show, and everything's going great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that lovely? And while you guys talk, I'll try and find that winner.
We're in the midst of something with Gig Sky right now.
Yeah, we've got a small promotion that we had for the Humble and Fred listeners. If they emailed in to get a SIM and $100 of Gig Sky credit for their travel, upcoming travel.
'Tis the travel season.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, in January, we're going to start another promotion because the travel season you know, it keeps going up and down. So the spring travel break, you know, we'll start a promotion for that and starting in January.
Well, here's our winner. They're a couple. They're taking their kids age 23, 21, and 19 to Italy. And we've got a chance to give them a SIM, $100 worth of data to Tracy and Richard Murphy, courtesy of Gig Sky. Thank you, Rooster.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
Amazing times. And listen, we really appreciate all you all who always come and support us during the holiday season. We're live from Jack Astor's Sherway, Humble and Fred's annual gift of Christmas. And we'll come back, still to come, Jessica Holmes, as well as Play for the Cat, Tara Lightfoot, Barbara Leica, I'm sorry, and Maestro Fresh West when we come back.
Won't say another one. All I only sang a song. You, I turn my face away and dream about you. Got on a lucky one. So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Humble and Fred's Christmas show. The tradition continues. Live from Jack Astor's Sherway, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Very nice gathering here this morning.
Very exciting stuff. Is your is Delise scheduled to appear?
Yeah, she is. My wife is scheduled to come, and my son.
Come on.
But like several of the people this morning, they're running a bit late.
I think Spencer made some noise about showing up at some point, but I would just warn everyone who's known Spencer over the years, just tread lightly, okay? This is, especially if you're a white guy, just don't go, you know, don't go near her.
Don't get in an argument.
Don't get into it. Yeah, whatever you do, do not get into an argument with her. And her girlfriend Rachel is here. Yeah.
The room is full of angry middle-aged white guys.
Yeah, all you...
That's trouble.
That's right. Maybe partner up with an ethnic, and then you can speak to him. Yes, Dave can be a... Dave's a Spencer Whisperer. Girlfriend Rachel is here. Hello, Rachel. There
Hi,
she
Rachel.
Is. Very shy. Very shy about showing up. Doesn't like a lot of people to know we're together, but in fact, we are. Please welcome to our program. Let me have the computer there, buddy. Oh, I gotta turn that off. It's great that you actually get to see how ineptly I operate the show in person. So please welcome to our program someone that's been so great to us and so great to a lot of our listeners for the last few years. He is, of course, a retirement Sherpa, ladies and gentlemen, Tim.
Look at him! Look at him! Tim Niblett is a portfolio manager.
Yes, I am.
What's Raymond James?
I was waiting for Sean to come get me this morning, but he got busy, right?
Okay. That's right. Sean's
he said he's going to bring a traveler. We're going to come in together.
That's right. That's a, Sean's picking up Maestro Fresh Wes in the Fresh Wes in the Georgetown drunk mobile. What's going on? Are you when are you what's going on? You going to be back to Florida?
Yeah,
you...
work today and back to Florida tomorrow morning to continue nursing my beloved wife and her broken femur.
Did you bring some business cards? Look at this room; it's just full of potential clients.
I was just joking earlier, 25 years in the biz almost, and I don't even bring business cards with me.
Oh,
so, you know,
Timmy.
I know. My reputation precedes me, I hope.
We did think it would be fun at some point if you got a chance to sit on Tim's lap and ask him for what ask Santa Tim for better returns for 2019.
Absolutely. Am I allowed to ask anybody if they've been naughty or nice? Or
you are
that be
allowed to
far?
Do whatever
sure.
you need to do, sir. We just wanted everyone to look, and they're on the face. Look at you guys. Our boys from the Facebook Live crew are putting up... See, it says Retirement Sherpa right there.
Right. And Tim Pecan says every show should be on Facebook Live.
Well, you know, be careful what you ask for. Because as we've been sort of hinting at, coming in January, we've signed on with a platform that's going to allow everyone to watch the show, if that's what you're into. Well... we're not 100% sure when it's going to start, but sometime in January you'll be able to see our show on a platform and interact with us, kind of like people are on Facebook.
Now we have to hire a hair and makeup person. Super.
That's great. Why don't we just wear paper bags over our head or cool hats? Yeah. Timmy, Retirement Sherpa, it's tim.niblett@raymondjames.ca, and all the best to you, and thanks for your support. We really
appreciate
it.
You guys, love you guys and the listeners, and best of everything.
Well, thank you, Tim.
Tim Niblett, everybody. Mike, why don't you come over first? This is our buddy Mike Levy from Play for the Cat. And just grab this mic first so you can introduce, first of all, introduce everyone, and then we'll make sure I get the names right. Our band that's been, we've been playing so much of your music, and I think people are loving it. Thank Mike you. Levy, everybody, from Play for the Cat right Thank there. Thanks,
have you ever done a 7:30 gig before?
No, I don't think these guys have ever been up before noon.
well, explain a little bit about the band, how we get a hold of it, but also who showed up today.
So your very left, or my very left, Adrian Rosso, great famed guitar player from Guelph, Ontario.
Hey, Adrian, how are you, man? Thanks for doing this.
And then to his left is Kristen Rosso, who, percussionist and extraordinary drummer. Yeah, Kristen runs a guitar shop in Guelph. Called Rosso Guitar Repairs.
Right on, Rosso Guitar Repairs. Here's what's cool, Fred, though. You know, these two guys, you know, they're just... If you or I walked in wearing that outfit...
I know, they got the hat, the scarf.
The car... How do you know? It's like they just look cool.
They own it, eh?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Especially the scarf that's sort of like a tie. I could never do that. I'd be laughed out of this restaurant.
Seriously. Uh-huh. Maybe when we do our new show in January, this is how we should dress.
I think you look good in this shirt, though. Huh? I like your shirt.
Oh, I thank you very much,
I like
Mike.
Your vest.
My first thought when I came here.
Really?
That was your first thought.
My,
first
my wife thought. Bought me this shirt. Yeah, it's nice.
He's got a personal dresser.
Oh.
Listen, what are you going to... Are we able to... Everything set up to have these guys play? Jim's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want us to give it a shot?
Sure, we're going to give it a shot. Obviously, Michael B. and Tamara aren't here.
Right, because
they're part of the band.
Live elsewhere.
But they live elsewhere, so at Christmas time they couldn't make it. So we kind of brought some stuff, and we'll play a song called I Want You to Know, which is... hopefully inspirational for people.
And is this one off Decade?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, and Decade's available to download iTunes as well as Play for the Cat, Google Baby. I'm doing this from memory. And
that's it? I am Amazon
iTunes.
Perfect.
And, yeah. All right, Mike, let's do it.
Thanks
Here
very
we
much.
Go, ladies and gentlemen. Have a look. If you're looking at Facebook Live, though, let's do the whole... Oh, you got a little spritz. We got a split screen now. Okay, here they are. All right, boys.
Check.
One nation under a groove. Take a person down. Just they don't have their own dance. No one should be.
It's funny because I saw you adjusting a couple things, Mike Levy, and I got Jim Carr, who's our engineer and in charge of all technical stuff, and I were listening. And on the radio, it sounded amazing.
Awesome.
Good job, you guys. There it is. Play for the cat. Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks,
you guys. Really appreciate it coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for coming by.
Getting up early, trying to find a scarf that matches.
Right.
That's awesome. That is so. That's a lot of work.
I've often thought about the first time you try that, the first time you put it on, like. At what point do you decide I'm going to walk out the door wearing this?
I don't know.
And feel comfortable.
Here's the thing. Guys like you and I that have those discussions aren't the kind of guys that can, you know, walk out of a store wearing that.
No,
outfit,
so. I know.
Because you're seriously, when we do our thing in January, we're going to have to figure out, you know, that because it's happened. You and I have actually worn the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Quite often. Yeah.
Well, it's because your wife bought me some clothes, too.
Yeah,
thanks, guys. There they are. Play for the cat. Oh, my goodness. Look, there's baby Sean.
Right.
Baby Sean's here. Thanks, guys. Sean Sargent has shown up, which can only mean that Maestro Fresh Wes is somewhere in this building. Is that right? How excited you are.
and he's got his ugly Christmas sweater on, too, that says, "Bite me." A nice greeting to the Humble and Fred people that showed up.
Hey, Barker.
Yeah.
Come on over here, if you don't mind. So let's just get a take the temperature in terms of our schedule. Now,
sure.
We have Play for the Cat. That
we
was
do,
awesome.
Yeah. I've got Jessica Holmes in the house.
Jessica's here.
She is here.
And she's
in
scheduled
pajamas.
At 7:45. So
you want to get her in?
What was the other thing?
I've got Jessica here. I've got Maestro is here. Tara's here as well.
So it's all working out.
It's all working out according to God's plan.
Wow.
Did you say someone's in her pajamas?
Somebody is in her pajamas.
Oh, all right.
Fantastic. And all we're really waiting on in terms of performance is Barbara.
Lika, yeah.
And the boys.
She's the wild card.
I don't know if you were here. The Finn brothers are going to come back at the end and do a little Christmas tie.
Love it.
Tie the whole thing up.
Yeah.
So as hard as it is to believe, we're really on schedule?
Not good.
Seems to be.
Not
right,
good.
Well, let's get Jessica over here.
Okay, great. Stand by.
Do you do any Christmas shopping at all? Do you have to do any of it?
I've done some.
Yeah.
I've got to get some stocking stuffer stuff, which is usually good at the dollar store. I still have a $10 coupon from last year that I can use for that. Uh-huh.
I'm surprised it's just from last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it's only a year old. Wow.
Uh-huh. Or you go to the dollar store, you can really stuff that stocking, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Make it look like you really care.
Shopper's Drug Mart, there's just a little tiny thing in the bottom.
See, that's a mistake I make.
Yeah.
I go to Shopper's Drug Mart. It turns out the stocking's like $100. Also, we have to make sure we mention our good friends at FYI Music News. Thanks for their support. And who else? Spearhead
Beer. Spearhead Beer, you know, the Hawaiian Pale Ale and the Sam Roberts Band Ale. We recommend.
Yes, very nice.
That you try both those over the holidays.
Okay. Very
fantastic.
Nice. Fantastic. I'm not 100% sure. I was going to ask Andrew Moore this, but I think they... Andrew, do they serve Spearhead here? Or they serve it at some of the restaurants?
It's a regional thing. Let's see.
Is it up there? Someone just said it's on the board.
It's... Spearhead Hawaiian on site here
at Jack Astor's Services Pirate Restaurants. Andrew, when is the? Because we has anyone tried the one bite brownies? just let us know where we're going to serve the breakfast sandwiches.
You know that Spearhead Hawaiian pale ale. Like I've had it out of the can. I haven't not had it on draft. So maybe I'll hang around till 11 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I don't think Andrew heard that conversation where Sean was like, we're talking about coming here yesterday. Sean's like, great, we can start drinking beer at 7:40 in the morning, eh? We're like, no, Sean, because we live in Ontario. No one's drinking beer, not until 11 like the rest of the province. So Spearhead, thank you very much. And, of course, we mentioned FYI. And I think Jessica Morin from Strain Print is going to be dropping by at some point. We'll say hi to her. Oh, my goodness. Look at you. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, making her return to our program, here to talk about the 45th anniversary of the Air Force New Year's Eve. Please say hi to Jessica Holmes, everybody.
Hi, Jessica. How are you doing? I'm awesome.
Hello, Jessica.
I just want to tell the audience at home that I showed up in my pajamas, and I got the exact reaction I wanted to. Fred looked at me distastefully.
No.
And Howard gave me a look like props. Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
Baby.
You
look great.
Thank you.
You look like we're on the Dick Van Dyke Show in the 1950s and it's time for bed. Everyone put on a suit to go to bed.
Why did you wear your pajamas? Because as a bit or you just couldn't be bothered getting dressed?
It was a little of both.
All right.
It was, do you know what? It was as a bit. But also I plan on going back to bed when I'm done here.
Right.
If we're honest.
Well, you know, usually during the show, sometimes we get people sleeping while the thing is on. So I wanted to make sure that everyone knows. Now, the Air Farce, you've been a part of this for how long?
For 15 years.
Are you
serious? I started 15 years ago. Isn't that weird?
But the show stopped producing regularly a while ago, but you guys still do the New Year's Eve show.
6 years ago, we started doing the New Year's Eve show. It gets 2 million viewers per year, which...
Yeah.
Is
that's
shocking.
Like a hockey game.
Yeah, but we have more teeth. So it's an incredible experience. There, it's like coming home to family every November. That's cool.
And when do you? Yeah, I was going to ask you that because when do you guys start to prepare? And excuse my stupidity. Is do you do it? You don't do it live on New Year's Eve. You tape it for New Year's Eve.
We pre-tape it.
Pre-tape it, but you tape it in front of a live audience.
In front of a live audience, and it's tricky because, for example, with Brexit, with all of that, like who knows what's happening day to day. So we have to write it in a way that it's still going to be relevant 2 weeks down the road if things change.
That's tough.
Now, Trump's been in the White House for a couple of years. Did you guys do anything on last year's show, and will you do anything on this year's show?
Yes. Every year, you have to do something about Trump, just simply
do.
Because. It's not just the hair. It's the attitude, the behavior.
You know, with some statistics out this morning, as a matter of fact, Justin Trudeau has a lower approval rating in Canada than Trump does in the States. Is there lots of Trudeau stuff, too? I'm telling you, That's the latest.
Look at the look of shock on the look of shock on Jessica's face is equaled only by the look of shock on the audience's face. Going, wait a second, they're not going to start talking about Trump.
No.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that surprises me. I guess the hair can't do it all.
No, it
exactly.
can't. One of the things that you're known for, I know we ask you about this. I'm sure every interview says about Celine Dion. Now, when we were talking about performances this morning, we were thinking, could Jessica sing something? I said, no, she's not going to sing. But in your impression, do you do any singing?
I absolutely do some singing. But do you know what? If Celine Dion were here, and she never would come here.
No.
But if Celine Dion wanted to bless you with the miracle of herself, she would, of course, sing because... my goal in life is to share my nasal rantings into your ear canal. And in that way, I'm going to share with you this morning song. Alouette, gentille alouette. Alouette,
gentil plumeur.
There you go. Wow.
I knew I could subtly convince you to do that.
It doesn't even need convincing.
No.
I would have managed to find some segue to bring it up.
Just
like,
start.
Did you guys have coffee this morning? You know who loves coffee? Céline Dion. No, I'm kidding.
Is that your thing everywhere you go people want?
Like, do you know what? Sometimes the weirdest thing, I did a show a couple of months back where they were like, this is a very young audience. They're millennials. We just needed to do young impressions, young current people. And so I got on stage. I prepared all this, you know, Nicki Minaj and stuff. And then they said, someone in the audience yells out, do Liza. So I was like, what? So I ended up doing Liza Minnelli for 10 minutes. Knew? I didn't know 20-year-olds.
Who knows what millennials are doing? Yeah. They're just... Yeah. They're fickle.
Yeah.
I have a couple of them.
I get asked for Celine, for Liza a lot.
Now, how does Liza Minnelli... Would Liza Minnelli...
Well, Liza, if she was here, sweet toots, she'd be sitting here scratching herself a little just because the heroin gets you itchy. But, darlings, I first want to say thanks so much for having me on the show and for making room for my sequins and boas and crap. But, listen, mostly I want to say give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square and tell that old gang that wherever there's free food that Liza will be. I will always be Liza will be there. Yes!
There you go. How about that? It's 751.
Fantastic.
Oh, thanks. That was a long one. Okay,
that was.
So I
want to make sure we talk about the book.
I do. We don't even have to talk about it. I just want to give you each a copy.
Well, I remember talking to you a couple of years ago. Remember we had a little breakfast over there in the Mayfair Club?
I know,
you know.
I loved it.
As the white people do.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jessica was talking about this. It's called Depression, the Comedy. Mm-hmm. It's a book. It says an uplifting memoir we can all relate to, and we can. I want you to talk a little bit about the book and mental illness in general. And are you touring on this?
Yes, I do. Basically, it's mostly the corporate circuit. Like, I'll be hired by different companies to come in.
Do the keynote.
And I do the keynote. And so I used to just go and do comedy all the time, and that was awesome. But I got to a point where I just felt like, I come away feeling empty. And so I wanted to throw a bit of mental health in there. So now I do. I tell the story of how I've been through depression and recovered. And I'm doing it partly, but I wrap it in comedy. So people don't even know they're learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it partly to reduce the stigma, because I feel like if I'm up there being a dink talking about it, people can just laugh and be like, okay, we don't have to be totally terrified. And also to let people know they're not alone if they are suffering, and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, and this time of the year, it doesn't get talked about a lot, but I mean, I think there's an acknowledgement now that the holidays heighten sensibilities for a lot of people, and people that suffer from depression, other mental illnesses. It's a tough time of the year.
Yeah, it's a break in your regular routine, and then you're also looking at all your different relationships again, and some of them might be super crappy.
Yeah.
Or some of them might be less supportive, or the stress of it all, or feeling alone and like you don't have anyone. So shout out to anyone who's feeling alone right now. Just know January will roll around and then you'll still be okay.
Jessica, before we let you go, we want everyone to know the Airfare is celebrating New Year's Eve, December 31st. Special guests include Tommy Chong.
So Tommy Chong, Tommy Chong brings his own props, FYI, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
You know, it's legal now.
I know.
Also from Lauren Lee Smith. She's a, this is a hockey
Frankie
player?
Drake Mysteries.
Right, Frankie Drake. Yeah. And Natalie Spooner, the first woman in hockey history to claim the gold medal in the Olympic Winter Games and the Clarkson Cup in the same year. But so thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope people watch Air Farce. It's really fun this year. It's the 45th anniversary.
We look
They're pulling
forward
out
to
all
it.
The stops, darn it. Very nice to see you guys. You guys look great.
Well, thank you. And great to see you, Jessica. Thanks for making time for us and for our little Christmas get-together. Jessica Holmes.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Listen. I'll tell you, Mr. Fred, it's going so well, I hardly recognize it.
Yeah, I know. Well, still an hour. Something can go wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something will blow up soon. Okay, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. More of the Finn Brothers. Barbara Leica. As well, Tara Lightfoot is going to put on quite a performance. If you've never seen her, you've got to stick around for that. And Maestro, Fresh West. Finn Brothers will be back, and so will we. It's Humble and Fred Radio on Canada's Comedy Superstation, live from Jack Astor's Sherway and at humbleandfredradio.com.
In trouble out here. And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Were you listening on the way in?
Back, everybody. It's Humble and Fred. The Christmas miracle continues. Look at Sean. The Christmas miracle continues. Yeah, I would like one of those. Look at that. We had a, just leave
look
the,
at that.
Would you mind leaving that there? Right there is fun.
Look at little egg sandwiches and
I like watermelon.
Sausage.
Thank you.
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
A little watermelon.
Nice touch.
In this next hour, Barbara Leica, Finn Brothers are coming back, Tara Lightfoot, Maestro Fresh West. No,
that one there.
Yeah, everybody's here already, which is fantastic.
And making her 20th anniversary appearance, she started off in 1998 as an infant. The first time you made your Christmas show appearance, you were 10 months old.
Yeah.
And now here she is on the cusp of turning 21. Here she is, Spencer Glassman, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
I was pushing for you and your dad to do Baby It's Cold Outside this year. I thought that would be a nice touch.
Okay, you're what? On your own.
Creepy. Yeah. Creepy suggestion, Fred.
Pardon?
Oh, no, no,
that's
no.
It's really creepy.
Remember, Daddy didn't
that's
say it.
That's really creepy.
Fred thinks he's like, oh, I think I'll get into it with Spencer. Don't
no,
do
no,
it.
No, 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 no. People had requested that. People said they would come just for that.
Well, I just said the other day on the show, Spenny, I said it's interesting. Like 5 or 6 years ago, you and I were brainstorming something we could do for the Christmas show, and we were thinking about doing that song, and now we don't even say that song.
I think we like went into rehearsals, and then we were both reading the lyrics and just went, forget it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Times
have
changed.
Leave it alone. We were ahead of the times on that one.
Yeah, now we're talking about the revolution. Anyway, I just wanted to say...
Any revolution, I will talk about it
I know,
right now.
And,
don't bring up the any revolution.
Spencer's no longer producing music. She's producing film, and she is...
Now I'm directing music
directing
videos
music videos.
Yep.
And we just wanted everyone to... Because everyone has seen you grow up, and here she is.
Hi,
for your...
Thank you so much.
Right now.
Thank you so much. Yes.
I'd offer you some sausage and egg and bread, but I think you're against all those things, so...
I had an egg. Jake, my boyfriend, took a sausage, and I gave him the dirtiest look.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, what is bread okay?
I everything's okay.
All right.
It's
everything
all
is okay.
It's
you
all
sweet
good.
Angel. Are you looking forward to... what's her name? Is she coming back tomorrow? I can't remember. The other daughter?
My sister?
Yes.
Yes. I miss her so much. I was saying this is my first show without her as a buffer. She's like the face of the siblings, I feel like.
No, exactly. Charlie's the one that talks to people. Spencer
she's
just sulks.
She's the PR section of our siblings.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, you've been a very good girl for parts of this year.
Thank you.
And I know that... I'm glad that you're between us. All right. We're going to have them play.
Have a great show.
Hey, thanks.
Have an amazing rest of the show.
Thanks, my love.
I love
off you.
Off
you go now.
Your daddy is so proud of you.
Yes. And daddy, what, honey? Daddy's going to have a little sausage. Don't be hating. We can get while they're tuning up, maybe Mike Boone will come over and say hi. Because we know he wants to. Oh, I'm still playing music? Oh, okay. Well, let's stop it then. You can't turn that down? Oh, that a boy. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, for the last number of years, this man started the internet back in the mid-90s and has been the conduit to help us and others disseminate content. like no other. He is the great Mike Moon.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Mike. And again, thank you for all your help this year.
Listen, my goal is to make sure as many ears as possible hear Humble and Fred Radio. That's why I'm on this earth.
You look great,
my mission.
Did you ride your bike here?
Yeah, of course.
Of course he did.
It's actually a beautiful day for riding out there.
No, I know.
Yeah, it's going to be quite mild for the last day of fall. Tomorrow's the first day of winter. Is that really, let's just be honest with one another, is your biggest disappointment of 2018 that I got into biking for about a day?
Yeah.
I know we haven't talked about it. Because I know you're so disappointed in me.
When you loaded up all that junk to bring it to the pound or whatever, did you include the bicycle? Like,
all right,
was that
Mike,
in the pile?
Listen, no one. It's a lovely time of the year. Anyways, Toronto Mike is the legendary podcast and the website. And from our family and the Humble and Fred world, happy Christmas. Mike Boone.
Thanks for dropping by.
My friend. There
we look forward
Merry
to coming
Christmas.
We look forward to coming to your basement again.
Yes. All right. For sure.
That's right. Did you take a sausage yet?
No, not yet.
Why don't you?
I will.
But they're really good.
Why is it important for me to have a sausage just because you are?
Because I don't want to be the only one eating up here.
It's okay.
Somebody just asked on Facebook Live, where's Phil? Where is Phil?
He's in the back with his sister daughters.
Phil, you know, maybe you could come up and... I don't know, Phil's a strange kid. Like, we're doing the show. All these people are up here, but Phil's like, I just came. He has no idea the show's on.
He can't wait till it's over. Plus the sausages. In fact, we should probably get the sisters to come. Maybe not say anything, but just stand in front of the camera.
Yeah, because I think everyone
would
like
to. So everyone can see.
Yeah, absolutely.
See the sisters once and for all.
Well, I'll tell you what,
they do exist.
Why don't you wrangle them up, and after our next guest, she is a Juno-nominated singer-songwriter who is headlined at major festivals across the country, U.S. and Japan, as well as iconic spaces like Birdland in New York City and Corner Hall in Toronto. And we're really excited to have her here and thankful. Singing her hit Christmas on the Beach, Barbara Leica, everybody.
Hey there, with your big brown eyes, watching the skies, think about somewhere in the sun. I know that the snow in the window makes you want to look online and see where you can go. It's time to follow the birds. Don't second guess. Just tell me Y-E-S, and we could just fly away, you and me. Baby, let's spend this Christmas on the beach, yeah. We could let the turkey dinner just marinate. Oh, but we could have a lot of pina coladas, kick back and celebrate. Santa, all I want from you is Christmas on the beach for two. Whoa, yeah. Christmas on the beach for two. Whoa, yeah. And when it's cold outside, we can just make believe that everything disappears, except for me and you, you and me, or even better, let your heart be light as a feather. Forget about soggy boots and woolly socks and Christmas sweaters when opportunity knocks. You gotta go with the flow, ho, ho, ho. Spread your wings like this and tell me Y-E-S. We could just fly away, you and me. Baby, let's spend this Christmas on the beach, yeah. We could let the turkey dinner just marinate. Oh, but we could have a lot of pina coladas, kick back and celebrate. Santa, all I want from you is Christmas on the beach for two. Whoa, yeah. Christmas on the beach for two. Whoa, yeah. No texts, no calls, no shopping malls, no rapping, no pressing, no decking the halls. We don't have to do anything at all. We could just glide on a tropical breeze. Baby, let's spend this Christmas on the beach. We could put the hallelujah in the holiday. With first class seats, the perfect retreat, yeah. We could just fly away, you and me. Baby, let's spend this Christmas on the beach, yeah. We could let the turkey dinner just marinate. Oh, but we could have a lot of pina coladas, kick back and celebrate. Santa, all I want from you is Christmas on the beach for two. Whoa, yeah. Christmas on the beach for two. Whoa, yeah. Christmas on the beach for two.
Barbara Lika. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
How lovely to meet you. And who is this fine young gentle person?
This
I don't see gender.
This is Mr. Thomas O'Reilly Fleming on the guitar.
Thomas O'Reilly Fleming. Wow.
Well done.
Well, we really appreciate you making the effort to come here. A little song for Christmas. That was amazing. I just was noticing that you got a tour coming up and a just released album. It's called You're Fine.
Yeah, it's a Nashville expression that I caught on to. You know, you're fine.
You're fine.
You're fine.
A lot of Canadian musicians. I don't know when it started. Almost like a residency in Nashville. This tradition of going there. Did you move there full-time or just go there?
No,
to
I just been going back and forth, but there are so many Canadians there. I mean, yeah. Like, you can't really, you know, turn a corner without bumping into one. They celebrate Canada Day together. There's, like, big Canada Day celebrations in Nashville.
No, and if you haven't been to Nashville, I mean, the whole experience is fantastic.
Yeah, well, the music.
Even for a tourist.
Even for a tourist, mm-hmm. I feel like there were some sidewalks missing for a real tourism experience. You know, mm-hmm. you can't walk much, mm-hmm. but the quality of the music and man, there's just so many pro songwriters, which is a whole thing. Like they write 2-3 songs a day. That's just what they do. I can't imagine writing 2-3 songs a day.
Well, the songs you've written are on the album. You're fine. Check it out where you can. Barbara Lika, LICA music.com. And thank you so much for coming in. Thanks, Tom. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That was a great song.
We're going to get Amanda get ready for Tara Lightfoot. Get that set up while we talk to this gentleman. In February of this year, I got a phone call from a guy I've known for 20 years. He's worked with Fred and I off and on in different capacities. He said, hey, fellas. He said, how would you like to... come work on everyone's second favorite radio station. And we said, that'll make sense because we've been everyone's 10th favorite morning show in Toronto for years. please welcome the guy that put it out there and got this whole thing done. From Funny 820, here's the program manager, Mike Neighbors, everybody.
Hey, everybody. What a beautiful crowd, man.
Yeah. You're also a fixture on the Sonny and Hayes show, so you left that show this morning to be here.
That's right, yeah. I left my regular job that pays me to come here to be with you good people on this
Christmas.
You
say that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say, funny you say that, because we're volunteering, too.
yes, we all are.
As you well know. Yeah, Mike and I, we've talked about this on the show. Mike, Fred, and I, Mike contributed to the Humble and Fred show in sort of a different way. For a long time, he helped me write the Humble Report. But Mike's been a programmer at Funny for 6 years, and he kind of went on a limb for us, and it took a long time to get the deal done. It all happened late summer. That's why we started in the middle of September. But you are, I think we can now report that the thing wasn't a complete disaster.
It was a total success, and you know what, a feather in my cap, or my cowboy hat, if you will. My mission statement at the Funny is to bring laughter to the world. And I thought, who better to do that than Humble and Fred in the mornings, eh?
Stop it. Stop it,
stop
Michael.
It. But go on for some time.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Stop, but yet continue.
I will tell you this, a little technical behind-the-scenes information. But in just a few short weeks of Humble and Fred being on Funny 820, we have grown the audience by over 40,000 people a week.
That's right, people.
And that's, okay, those are real numbers. So it's been tremendous success for us.
Well, we have...
Sure, it was us?
Yeah, well, we only had 1,000 listeners, and now we have 41,000, okay, so we're thrilled, yes.
Well, it's funny, because I think we said this on the air, that the day the ratings were coming out, I said to Fred, I said, oh, by the way, the book comes out today, and he's like, okay, what's our strategy if it goes down? that's the first thing we talk about. What's our spin if it goes down?
We had no B plan, no.
Yeah, and I said, well, if it goes down, we only started halfway through the book.
That's right, yeah.
If it goes up, it's all us. Well, it's cool because Mike's been in the Hamilton market for a long time. And our next guest, Mike, watch this segue.
Oh, nice.
Is also from Hamilton and has made more than a few appearances on our program. Amanda, is Tara almost ready? Is she ready? Are we getting ready? Tara Lightfoot? I was going to add, because you were in country music, you've been in talk, been... Every format that Hamilton has had, are you aware of this woman? She's amazing.
I absolutely know of Tara very much, and she does fantastic work. And yes!
Hi, Tara.
Absolutely you.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hi, Sarah.
Am I here?
Yeah, let's get her a microphone. Is that mic working?
Hello?
All right, or would you like a different mic? Is that one fine?
You like this one?
Is it high enough?
Okay. I'm good.
This is crazy, Mike. This got to be the third or fourth time you've done the show, Mike?
I've seen you guys too much.
Yes, exactly. Well, we thought we would have Mike hang out with us while we get some entertainment here. Tara, when we first met you, it seemed to me that you were sort of local Hamilton, and now you've expanded the reach of your music all across the country. In fact, Freddie just pointed out, you're going to be at the Peterborough Memorial Center with Blue Rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
And the Kitchener, Ontario, Center in the Square with Blue Rodeo, the 28th and 29th.
The next night. Fantastic.
Yep.
So here's what I would say. Why don't we get a couple of songs now and see where we're going. And when we come up, start with one, just one now, and then we do another one later. Oh, okay, just do one. Are we doing this all for one song?
Just do one at a time.
Do one at a time. Don't do two songs at one time.
Yeah.
Well, I could.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Does anybody here play guitar? No? Okay.
Welcome back to our program for Christmas. Here's Tara Lightfoot, everybody.
Thank you. I thought I would do my favorite John Prine song. I just saw him play last weekend with my dad and my grandfather. It was like big family tradition kind of thing. So
it was Christmas in prison, and the food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood, and I dream of her always, even when I don't dream, and her name's on my lips and her blood's in my stream. Wait while eternity, oh, Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. The searchlight in the big yard turns around with a gun, and it spotlights the snowflakes like dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison, there'll be music tonight, and I'll probably get homesick. I love you, good night. Wait while eternity, oh, Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me. Sweetheart, we're flowing by God. Wait while eternity, oh, Mother my sweetheart, we're flowing by God.
Amazing. Amazing. Tara Lightfoot, look at you. You know, when you first started hanging around the show, you know, whatever that was, that was a couple albums ago and a whole bunch of adventures. And mm-hmm. now I was just reading there that there's a Tara Lightfoot release video of you at Massey Hall.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
What you doing at Massey Hall?
I honestly don't know how I got there, really. Yeah, it was kind of beautiful because we had traveled to Japan and Australia last year and done all this just crazy things that I never thought I would do. You know, how am I in Japan and playing music and doing it for my living? Anyway, at the end of that year, we got to, that was our last show, was Massey Hall opening for White Horse. And there was a whole video, so you can go online and watch it if you want. It's sweet.
Was that surreal for you? I mean, you grow up in Hamilton and in the Toronto area, and, mm-hmm. and we've talked about this, like, there's a few places that musicians, no matter how big or small, love to play. Comics, too. Entertainers in general.
Yeah.
What's that like when you kind of walk on the stage and you're thinking, God, this is me here at this place?
It's pretty sacred. I mean, it was heavy. Oh, alarm. Hello.
Well, your father, Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah, my dad.
Yeah, he played there a lot.
Yeah, he's played there the most out of anybody.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, that's not her father. That's just, yeah. That's a bit.
Yeah. It is a three-year-old bit.
It's a three-year-old bit.
However, I did play a show, I think, last summer or the summer before where I introduced my dad finally to Gordon Lightfoot. And in front of a crowd was like, this is my dad, this is Gordon Lightfoot, not the same person. And people were, they got a visual finally.
Well, so playing with Lou Rodeo's got to be a thrill, too. Now, how does that happen? Does Jim Cuddy phone you one day and say?
Yeah.
Really?
We email, which I think is... Mm-hmm. more appropriate, you know?
Yeah.
Jim, they've been a huge supporter of me. I think they're actually part of the reason for my success. They brought me out on the road with them from Toronto to Vancouver like 4 years ago.
Wow.
They really gave me a hand up when Jim's, I didn't know what the heck I was doing.
And he's been good with us. He was, last Christmas show, he was part of the entertainment as well.
Yeah,
good
he's
guy.
Always, he's doing great stuff. We mm-hmm. also raised like 20 grand for the Toronto Food Bank on Sunday. Before he flew to Latvia to play for the troops, like literally the night before.
See, that wasn't a lie. We asked because we on this year.
That's right.
Did you guys think?
Yeah, we did.
We're like, yeah, Jim Cuddy's in Latvia.
We just assume everyone's like, no, I don't want to do your show. We thought he's going to Latvia to avoid doing the Humble and Fred show. That's pretty extreme. You could have just said no.
Yeah.
Anyway, now, the reason I got confused, Amanda, is because it says that Tara has at least two, if not three songs prepared, but...
Hey, I'll do it.
Here's the thing. We got to take a break in 4 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And Kyle, if it goes a little bit longer, just stay with us. Would you mind just doing one quick one before we go to our break?
Yeah.
On Canada... By the way, do you like what I call it? Canada's Comedy Superstation.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, we're going to maybe adopt that as our new slogan.
Here's why. Because we used to be on this pay service, and they have a... So I'm just trying to make it sound better.
It sounds huge.
It does. So before we go to break on Canada's Comedy Superstation, if you could do just a quick sort of thing for us, that would be amazing. Are we okay with that? You have to retune?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one of my old classics. It's called No Hurry.
All right.
To your flaws, you're the only problem I can't seem to sleep off. I hear trouble every time you call my name, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Now I'm suffering the consequences, running out of breath every time my mind runs wild. You are no hurry, no hurry. I think I gotta see it to believe. You and I, we fit together perfectly. And I hear trouble every time you call my name, but I wouldn't have. goes. And I like to waste my time with you. There's no suffering the consequences, running out of breath every time my mind runs wild. Humble and Fred are always where it goes, and I like to waste my time with you. You paint me an eye where you can see how I'll change with you. There's no hurry, no hurry, no hurry, no hurry.
Tara Lightfoot, thank you so much. So good, so talented. It's a little bit much, really. Okay, we've got still more to come. More Finn Brothers as well. Maestro Fresh West when we come back. It's Humble and Fred's Gift to Christmas on Canada's Comedy Superstation, Funny 820, and at humbleandfredradio.com. It's just the sky. But thank you so much.
So the desert danced in flames. We played in artificial snow. It's Christmas time and Ramadan. It's time to kneel and dress. Tell truth to your wife. Believe in what the captions say. You know it's a wonderful life. It's Christmas time, so gather round. 2,000 years, my friend, since
You and me, buddy.
I'm
it's
off.
Our time.
I'm off. I'm off to...
Show great gratitude.
I feel great gratitude.
Then do it. Show it. Show some gratitude.
And I think I will.
Follow Humble and Fred Radio on Facebook and Instagram.
Is it frozen? See, I told you it's frozen.
Or call 1-833-HF-STINK on the Stink Line.
Do us a favor. Give us a call. Why are you so shy to call us?
The legendary Humble and Fred Show.
Impressive.
Every weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. on Funny 820 in the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculous.
Anyway, let's move on from that.
All right. Hold on. Welcome back. It's Humble and Fred. We're live from Jack Astor's Sherway with the greatest listeners in the world.
Woo! I love when people do that.
I love when morning radio stations do. We have the greatest listeners in the world. But you know what, Fred? All joking aside, we have the greatest listeners in the world.
Oh, yeah. Always have. And they followed us everywhere, Howard.
Yes, they did.
Well, maybe not to the mix.
No.
But anyway.
That was a dark time. Those were dark times. I want to reintroduce to you people that are listening now live on Funny 820. Of course, the stream is happening on our Facebook page. Our friends from Flag Raiders and Paintball Waterloo have put this setup together so that you can see it. And both of us have been watching it. It's remarkable how the clarity of the camera work.
Look at us in 4K or whatever they call it.
It's picking up every ghastly bit of us.
Mm-hmm. We want to reintroduce you, our technical producer, and he's been with us longer than anyone. He is, in fact, the Asian Andy Kaufman, Phil Hong.
Harapipa. Studio manager.
That's right.
Studio manager.
You upgraded me this year.
That's right.
Now, Phil... I'm okay. Just I'm okay with this. I don't need any more coffee. Sean, is that yours?
No, I'll take it.
All right.
I'll have a coffee.
For you people that know the show, anytime anyone gets near the computer
the coffee
with any
zone.
Kind of liquid, Daddy gets nervous.
I think that's cost us over $3,000 over the years.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, at least, man.
Yeah.
Way more than that.
Maybe more.
We got $10,000 worth of this one computer.
I'll look at the books when I get home.
We also want to introduce you in the crowd here and at home. He has just been made associate producer, which means we don't pay him, but he has a good title. Yes. Sergeant Sean is here. How was the pickup of Maestro Fresh West this morning?
That's, again, every day is the best unpaid gig I've ever had. So this is awesome because I have been listening to that music since I was, I don't know, a little kid.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Fantastic.
Maestro's
a lot
the coolest.
To get to, that was a big thrill for you this
it
morning.
Was.
Glad
I woke
to do
up
it for
extra
you.
Early and was almost late, but that's okay.
And how did that conversation you and I had on the phone when I said, hey, would you mind picking him up? You were, like, excited. And what was the only piece of advice I gave you?
Honestly, I was a giddy schoolgirl, so I don't even remember the advice you gave me.
I just said, whatever you do, don't talk about how single mothers should be able to drive drunk.
Yeah. Well, and then I turned on the radio, and of course you're talking about Sean driving in the drunk mobile or something like that.
Right.
That was great.
Just remember, us letting you pick him up is worth about $5,000. All right?
Yeah. So
coolest
we can't give you a tax receipt
I've ever
for that.
Seen.
But, Phil, we wish you and your family, the sister daughters are here.
Yes.
Later people can have their picture taken with. And your wife in Cambodia, Pearl.
She's probably watching right now because it's...
But isn't it New Year's Day in Cambodia or something?
It's prime time. It's prime time.
Yeah.
So this will be 8:30 p.m.
All right. Well, let's get... why has Mike Boone become Maestro's entourage? That seems weird to me. He's like we're going to get Maestro on, but we have to have Boone walk in front of him, make sure. All right, boys. Sean and Phil, everybody. Woo! Sean and Phil.
All right.
I'm still playing music, eh? Well, I got to stop that. There he is.
A pleasure.
Nice to see you.
What can we say about our next guest for many years? In Canada and around the world, he has been a staple, a rapper, a record producer, and an actor. One of the early Canadian rappers. He's been credited by Exclaim magazine as the godfather of Canadian hip-hop, which, of course, would make sense that he would be here with Humble and Fred. Maestro Fresh West, everybody!
Thank you, thank you. We get all this energy from him. Oh, my goodness, man.
I know. Holy Once again, so. Fred, we have a guest neither of us could ever imagine dressing like. But you just pull it off.
To show up in a tracksuit.
But listen, this is Christmas colors, all right?
No, but you look great, and you smell good, too.
Shower helps, man.
Yeah.
Now, let's just start with how your day began with young Sean coming to your door.
In the Georgetown Mobile, the Georgetown Drunk Mobile, we were listening to you. Yeah. Sean was exuberant, man. Give it up for my man, Sean.
He is exuberant.
Sean was cool, man.
Well, you know, you've had a bunch of careers, but let's just talk. You had this, you know, huge, iconic. You know, everyone who ever watched Much Music knows who you are, and all we all sang along with the songs. But then you morphed into an actor. What was the? Well, obviously, I want to ask, was it difficult? But what was the first job you had as an actor? You went, you know, I think I could do this.
My first job, I think I might have been on this movie called Paid in Full, right? And the cameraman was Paul Sarasi. Paul Sarasi was also the cameraman for Let Your Backbone Slide.
Wow.
So he moved on from making music videos to doing like big motion pictures and stuff like that. So when he saw me, although I had no dialogue, he made sure I had a little light.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man.
By the way, speaking of that song, I mean, there isn't a person in this room that doesn't know it, but is there a day that goes by that somebody doesn't go, hey, Wes, why don't you let your backbone slide? I mean, has it just become...
Well, every now and then, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good, man. The fact that, like, I got a slogan, don't make records, make history. And when you say something, you do something that people remember you years and years later, that's a beautiful thing. And that's one of the reasons you guys are asking me to be on your show. So thanks,
well, absolutely. And he's also an author, Fred. Go ahead.
No, I was saying you're quite the Toronto guy, too, eh? You've been true to the city, and you're always sporting the Blue Jay stuff. And
cool, man. Well, this is where I'm from, in the greatest city in the world, so it's cool, man.
There you go. I was going to say you're also an author of the book that Wes produces called Stick to Your Vision, How to Get Past the Hurdles and Haters to Get Where You Want to Be.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything else in the book or the title is suffice? Because there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Well, stick to your vision means if you got an idea, something you want to do, just go forth and forward. Sometimes we got to make a revision. And that's what I did with music, you know what I mean, with film and TV. I started doing a lot of music, and then one day I said to myself, let me try this thing because I'm a big fan of Tupac. So when I saw Juice back in the days, I'm like, wow, this guy went to acting school. I studied what he did. And I said, let me go study this and treat it with the same energy I did with music. Then I started getting parts. I started getting better, you know. And the thing with auditions, you got to have thick skin because you will get dissed. You will do your auditions, and not everyone's going to feel you, and you got to bounce back up and do it again. That's the mark of a champion. Well,
and that's what we've been doing for 30 years. It's a 30-year audition.
You've been getting dissed for 30 years?
Yeah. It's just been nothing but disdain.
One day we'll get a paid gig.
One day you'll do it, man. Yeah.
That's right.
Right on.
We were talking about this on the show. I'd forgotten some of your acting roles. One of my favorite, and I've been watching the show for years, is Mr. D. The character you play on the show. You guys seen Wes on... It's unbelievable.
Thank you. And I just want to say, last night was the very last episode of Mr. D, man. We had 8 seasons with that, and it was a beautiful experience, man.
Well, and your character is so funny because Jerry D plays Mr. D, but then your character comes to the school.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to call you Mr. D.
Cool.
And the way he plays off you... It's really funny, and it showed me that you also have some great comedic chops as well.
You know what? Good writing. That's all I got to say. The writers are good. The direction is good. And I just let my backbone slide when I get on set and do what I do.
So you can do that.
You can do that. And years ago, there was a show you were on produced by the people that do Degrassi.
And you were on that, were you not?
Yeah, I was.
That's right.
I looked at that episode. It was scary for me because usually whenever I get any roles, it's always like, you're a disc jockey, you're an MC, you know, like I do. And then there was this one scene where we were going into your office. I rewatched it yesterday.
That's right.
And I was horrible because there was all these actors doing things and talking lines. And I'm like, and now here's Maestro Freshman. You know, I had no idea, but you guys were so kind to me that day.
Now, you were good, man. Listen, that's the thing. A lot of times when you come into a room, the people around you can set that tone. I'm sure when you stepped into Epitome Pictures.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
And same thing with Mr. D. Same thing when we filmed Mr. D, man. Like, he's great. Mike Volpe is great. That's why we lasted 8 seasons, man. Definitely.
You know, we often talk about Canadian show business. That show was created by Jerry.
Yeah.
And it ran for 8 years?
Yeah.
Did that become without getting too personal, I mean, there's only a few people here.
Has that become a lucrative gig for you?
Wasn't too shabby, man. No. Wasn't too shabby because it filmed in the summertime. So I know once we were out there, I start salivating because I know my fish and chips. I'll be eating fish and chips all summer, man. That's the spot for that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I look forward to that, and it was something that was great for me to expand my brand and go on to the next level.
Definitely. And speaking of your brand, are you still performing from time to time?
Yeah, I just got off a 28-city tour with Classified across Canada, which was awesome. And next year commemorates the 30-year anniversary of my first album. So Backbones are going to be sliding all year long.
That's
We're going to have a great time. And this is my last interview for 2018, but it's the first time I've let that be known. So we're going to do some big things right here at Humble and Fred.
Next year will be the 30th anniversary of Humble and Fred. Maybe we should do something together.
We'll do something together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know?
That's what he wants.
And you know, I'll treat you better than Instant Star treated you.
No, you work right. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it's funny. Our 30th anniversary, and our backbones are very, very sore because we're old.
Maybe you could rub our backbones.
I don't know about all that, but that sounds personal.
Listen, man, we really appreciate you coming in. We just wanted everyone to have a bit of a thrill for the holiday season, and you gave it to us.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. But please hang around a little bit. We're going to get a couple more performances, but let's give it up for Maestro Fresh West.
Thanks for having me. All right.
We're doing a selfie with West.
All right, say something good, man.
Say something what?
Say something good.
I got nothing.
You got nothing good?
Hi, Maestro. Hi, Maestro.
Hi, Maestro. Right. Hi, Maestro.
Merry Christmas, Maestro.
All right,
Merry Christmas.
It's so funny. It's so interesting to see Wes next to us. It's like, there's one cool guy and Humble and Friend.
Nah, man. No, you guys are great, man.
No, okay. Now, just so you know at home, we're just taking selfies.
So this is
this is what it's like.
All right, y'all. Thanks for having me.
Right on.
Want to get Tara coming back? Very nice. Wes, just hang around.
What a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you think about, you know, certain people with certain name recognition. And, you know, there's somebody that, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a millennial or, you know, our age. Everyone knows him. What a good person, gracious, sweet.
No, and he was a late addition. And when we made that announcement and put it up on social media, the reaction was fabulous. A lot of people relate.
We did have another one of our partners, sponsors scheduled, Brett Tanner from Chamber Plan, Tanner Financial. And we can't tell you, this guy's been so good with us into our, I think, our second year. But he couldn't make it. Like a lot of people around this time, they were getting a flu.
Yeah, you got the
flu.
But, you know, Canada's number one plan for small business.
Yes.
Say 1 to 100 employees.
Oh, yeah.
Simple, smart.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out if you have a small business. The Chamber Plan, chamberplan.ca.
As well, is there anyone else that we want to mention? Oh, yeah, Jessica Morin, are you here? I haven't seen Jessica from Strain Print. But I wanted to mention that our good friends at Strain Print have been also very supportive. We want to wish them the best for the holiday season. Strainprint.ca. I'm not sure if any of you heard that they've made marijuana legal. Is there a better Christmas for me now? Is October 17th? That's the. But Strain Print is a great company if you want to find out the best way for you to use cannabis.
Yeah, it's a great app. If whatever ails you, just plug it in and they'll give you a solution.
Amanda,
and then again, the feedback from that has been fabulous as well.
Oh, no, amazing. Yeah. Stringprint.ca. Amanda, if you're waiting for Tara, we could use her now. There she is. So we've only got a few more minutes. If you're watching us live, it's because the boys... let me just get this again, Freddie, if I can. Okay. Is Mike Boone still with Maestro Fresh West? Because... Oh, he's with Tara.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Does he want you to come to his basement to do a show?
Yeah, a private show.
Huh?
I said yes.
A private show.
Is that weird?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I want to thank Todd and Sitch and his brother Matt and Joe Kimson. They're the guys from the Facebook Live Flag Raiders Paintball. Let's give them a nice round of applause. Thank you. And what's that, my love? No, I did not. The Big Sugar Gary Lowe tribute show, December 28th, Danforth Music Hall. You can see Maestro along with Big Sugar at the Danforth Music Hall. Go get some tickets. Now, hello again.
Hello again.
Nicest person. Tara,
yes.
Will you favor us with one more song? And then the Finn Brothers, as we finish off in about 10 minutes, the Finn Brothers are going to... There's the boys are going to do one last little Christmas song. What will you be doing?
I thought I would do a fun Christmas song. I would do Run, Run, Rudolph. You into that?
Well, that would be amazing. And also, just Merry Christmas. Are you going to be spending it at home in Hamilton?
I am so pleased to say I'm visiting my parents in South Cayuga. Not regular Cayuga, but South Cayuga.
That's awesome.
It's very small.
All right.
Yeah.
Here she is once again, Tara Lightfoot, ladies and gentlemen.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. So run, run, Rudolph, ran off, ain't too far behind. Oh, run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him we can take the freeway down. Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for? Oh, all I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star. Oh, run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Oh, Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Oh, run, run, Rudolph, wheeling like a merry-go-round. Say, Santa to a girl child, what do you hope most to get? A little baby doll that can cry, sleep, drink, and wait. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a saber jet. Oh, run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Oh, Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, I'm whizzing like a merry-go-round.
There we go.
Thank you.
Tara Lightfoot. She's
happy
the best.
Well done.
Hey, Tara, you're a very nice person, too. Thanks for doing our show. You're all right, you know.
You guys are nice, too.
Merry
Thank
Christmas,
you.
Why you gotta be
Tara.
So nice? I also should mention that... Phil Hong is our producer. Phil Wong, that gentleman right there from my buddies at High Canada Magazine. Look at you. He is... If you ever want to see what High as a Monkey looks like... are you already... you're already medicated?
24-7.
24-7. That's what I like to hear. He's got it around his neck. The Shatterizer of love.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's a weed lanyard.
Oh, it is. He's got a weed lanyard.
That's amazing.
And I just prompt. It's what? I've been in meetings with Phil and Cy, and Phil's just hauling on it like a it's just like a pipe. And I said to him, is that the shatter? He goes, yeah. I said, literally, if you took one toke of that, you would go blind in your left eye.
That's shatter?
It's shatter.
Oh, my God.
He's doing shatter at 848 because it's legal. is there anyone you want to thank? Because I want to just give a couple shout-outs before we wrap this thing up.
Well, I want to thank everybody for coming today. Again, another great turnout.
Yeah.
I mean, and as you said earlier, a lot of familiar faces come back every year. People that have hung in with us for a long time. Thank you. And new faces as well. Thank you for coming today.
And thanks to our little staff, our Douglas Henderson, one of our salespeople, is here. Doug's here. Along with Sean, you met. Phil, of course, technical producer. The producer, the executive producer of the Humble and Fresh Show, Amanda Barker, everybody. And I know the hours, a couple hours have flown by thanking the Facebook guys, but, you know, there is one guy that every year, no matter what the technical issue is, and there are lots of them, he set all this up for us. He doesn't want any money, but we're going to give him money. But
oh, no, we'll force
money.
It on him.
Well, we will force it. We will give him money. Jim Carr
is fantastic.
Jim Carr.
And again, we mentioned it off the top, Andrew Moore from... Service Inspired Restaurants for providing the facility today, which was great. It's worked out great.
It's great to be with this company.
Everyone's been well looked after, I understand.
Yeah. And does anyone have any? Does anyone?
I'm supposed to be out feeding the chickens, but no, I'm glued to this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're good for.
Tim Pecan.
Does anyone have any of the little sausages left? Because I would like. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second, folks. Quickly, let's say hello to. Capitalism's a poster boy and a friend of mine for years. Lou Skeezers, everybody, right there. Look at that man. Very quickly, because we're off in about 4 minutes. What is that?
Happy capitalism, Lou.
Happy capitalism.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, Howard, I know you had some...
It's in the microphone. Mm-hmm.
You had some problems with your urinary functions.
Oh, no, that was Fred.
No. You were in your car.
Oh, I was right.
This one you pee into.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I wanted to give you something because it's something that you wouldn't buy for yourself.
It's a portable piss pot. Thank you, Lou. We appreciate that. And boys, the Finn brothers are back. Look, it's Thomas and the other guy. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Hi.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
They have a little thing they're going to do.
We have a little thing. We just want to thank Humble and Fred for having us on here. It's fantastic. Christmas time for us is especially fantastic because we get to listen to such great songs by the legend Sinatra, Dean Martin, and my favorite Bing Crosby. So I just wanted to start off by singing a little bit of a Bing song. I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Pardon?
I said boo.
Oh, and who is this?
I'm a little PO'd right now. I heard you talking about all the legends, and you didn't mention my name at all.
Who are you?
It's me, David Bowie.
Oh, David Bowie, yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to mention Bing Crosby?
Yeah.
Do you know what I did with Bing Crosby?
What?
I sang the most amazing song in the entire world.
Oh, did you want to sing that song with
me? No, I don't want to sing. I understand what you are right now. You're the star man singing for the crowd.
That's one of yours. Yeah. Well, you know, there's room for chit-chit.
Shut your mouth, okay? That's my joke.
Right.
Okay, I don't even want to be a part of this bit anymore, okay? I'm done. I'm out of here.
Okay, David Bowie. Wait. What?
What's this?
What's what?
Is this a piano?
There's nothing there.
No, I see it. It's a keyboard.
Right.
Is it a Panasonic?
What?
Is it a Casio?
I don't know.
Is it a Roland?
I don't know.
Well, is it live?
Well, I don't know. Ask Humble.
Humble, is it live?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh. Are we going to sing this together?
Oh, I guess we'll give it a shot.
Oh, my God. I got to sing with David Bowie.
Turn it up a little bit,
God.
Please.
Oh,
there you go. Thank you. Thank you.
Are you ready? Do you want to take your part? Right.
Come, they told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
You sound great.
Thank you. A newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
This is magic.
Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum. Okay, this is my turn. Ready? Come, say to me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. My name's David Bowie. To see the days when men of goodwill live in peace, live in peace again. So to honor him, can it be?
Merry Christmas, David Bowie.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye.
Hey, boys, that was great. Thomas
that
and Kevin
great.
Finn, nice job.
Fantastic.
This is the, this will be a non-traditional close. Don't worry about it, Phil.
Okay. We're just going to, I thought we would close the Christmas show the way we normally close the podcast extra and just say so long over this.
Hey, happy Christmas.
Happy Merry Christmas to you.
All your best, all the family.
And looking forward to 2019, yet another year of Hummel and Fred. Yes,
that's
it's going
right.
to happen.
Hard to believe. And Phil Hong hosts the Best of Hummel and Fred for the next couple of weeks. And we're back January 2nd. Thanks, everybody.
There's
a destination, a little up the road from the habitations and the towns we know. A place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz and the get fresh flow. Pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts, two turntables and a microphone. Bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands.
Where's that?
Where's
that?
I got two turntables and a microphone.
Where's that?
I got two turntables and a microphone.